When today began, 5 Republicans and 1 Democrat were in the race for the special election to represent Congressional District 8 for the rest of 2012. But by lunchtime, a shuffle of names and faces was underway. And at the center of that shuffling was Ron Barber, a familiar name in Tucson as the district director for Gabrielle Giffords and someone who was gravely wounded in the January 8th shooting. This morning, he announced he's entering the race to take over for his former boss. And Barber says it was Giffords who first broached the subject.
Well, the congressman looked at me directly and said, "Ron, will you run?" And that started a discussion within my family to assess, you know, whether it was a good idea for me to do that, whether I could offer some help voters, help the constituents, help the people who live here. And finally, I decided after much consideration that it was something I could do and wanted to do. And I was able to say to her, thank you for asking me, encouraging me. I'm honored to have your support, and I'm going to go do this.
When Barber declared his intention, State Representative Matt Hines was the only Democrat in the increasingly crowded race. Hines was in Phoenix at the state capitol, where the legislature is in session when the announcement was made. A campaign spokesperson said, with Barber getting into the race, Hines is stepping aside, but only from the special election. He still plans on running in November for a full term in Congress. Barber says that's too far off for the newest candidate to worry about.
You'd be a little bit arrogant to think that you're going to jump into 2 races in a row. I just intend to get busy making sure we collect the signatures for to get on the ballot, putting together a campaign organization. It's got a very short time period, you know, less than 4.5 months now. It's going to be a fast race to the general in June, and that's what I'm focused on. I'll make a decision about the CD2 race at a later time, but it's not now.
Not long after Barber made his announcement, Giffords' supporters got an email from the former congresswoman and her husband. The message said they're standing behind Barber, and then the pitch. They want 1,000 donors for the campaign before Monday. Financial backers are something that Barber will need. Republicans are lining up for the seat. So far, 5 are in. State Senator Frank Antonori, Jesse Kelly, Dave Sitton, John Lervold, and as of yesterday, Martha McSally. The National Republican Congressional Committee is keeping a close eye on the race, issuing a statement this morning saying voters deserve a full debate on who will represent Southern Arizona in Congress. Meanwhile, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is also getting involved, forwarding the Giffords message on to its supporters, which means national support for Barber is on the way. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.